easy. Download it now or visit worth.com.au.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
How about the Storm guys? I reckon they deserve a bit more airtime. That's from Anne. We've been big on the Storm Anne this morning, and we will continue to be. We're chasing our man, the Pap, who said to give us. He said, give us a call in the morning and see whether I answer, because I suspect he may have had a big night, Pappy, the Clive Churchill medalist. But Anne, we love Melbourne Storm. I'm proud to be able to say that they're part of the Melbourne sporting landscape. And as we said earlier, the two best football teams in Australia operate in a little precinct of about, in fact, 500 or 600 metres. You can cross the road, you can go and watch the Richmond Footy Club win 3 out of 4, or if you're sick of watching them, wander across the road and watch the Melbourne Storm, who I think have won their third title in 8 years. So not a bad little precinct.
We've got calls in everywhere. We're trying to see if we can't track down Kung Fu Craig, Matty Tripp, Craig Smith, everybody. Cameron Smith, anybody.
Morning, boys. I'm a 47-year-old Richmond member. After 40 years of discipline, I reckon we're allowed to gloat a bit. You are indeed, Andrew. Enjoy every minute of it. Jordan Lewis watched it. He's here for Charlie Battisti & Co, Melbourne's most trusted repairer of prestige German vehicles. Geordie, what do you make of it?
Oh, well, just firstly, the Storm. Congratulations to those boys. And if you think Alistair Clarkson goes mad in the box, well, Craig Daly certainly would have put a few holes in the coach's box last night. Goodness me. But the AFL on Saturday night was, for me, was a really good game. I really enjoyed it. My young son has struggled to stay up to the games this year, but for some reason, the grand final just pulled him through and he was able to sit on the couch and watch it with me. But two great sides. And if you look at the game, I suppose, and where you think it was won and lost, you've got to go back to the second quarter when Geelong weren't just able to really capitalise on their momentum. A few really crucial mistakes, players maybe getting a little bit overawed by the situation and what was at hand, and then it just kept Richmond in it. And when you keep the good sides in it, they just have belief, and they just have a guy called Dustin Martin as well. So when you've got belief, you're in closing distance or striking distance, and he just takes over the game like he did, just proves that he's one of the best players we've ever seen in what is a career that's still going.
What was the great thing about that game? We talk about the good, the bad from the grand final. What's the takeaway from you in terms of the good from that grand final?
I love how physical it was, and I think we tend to expect that come a grand final, but it was really unknown. Night grand final, was it going to be slippery? Will it just be a messy game? There was plenty of rain throughout the day that sort of, you know, we'd look at and we go, oh, what's this going to be? But then you switch on to the game and see the skill level that was able to be executed, but the physicality, I mean, that first quarter just started, it was chaotic, you know, with the injury and the knockout and players just not being able to capitalise on that momentum or the start. It was everything that you probably wanted. If you sat down on the couch and you thought this is the AFL Grand Final of 2020, I couldn't take my eyes off it.
There was very little, if you go back and cast your mind back into that game or on that game, there was very little tempo football about that game. There was hardly any of that slow ball control. Like, I know we're talking about the best two teams in the competition fighting it out in the grand final on Saturday night, but there was none of that on Saturday night.
Yeah, and I think we expect that from Richmond, but certainly Geelong would look back on that game. And we all, you know, throughout my playing career, it was always coming into the grand final, you would understand it would be, you know, at a frenetic pace. You just had to be that side that settled first. And certainly that's what Geelong would have wanted to do, but they were just disallowed. They just could not get that easy mark that would just relieve all the pressure, and then they were able to start their kick mark game. The Richmond's defence from a team point of view and their ability to shut off what you say, those exit kicks, those easy kicks to usually a wide player when you're coming out your back half to relieve all the pressure and able to then you know, make a counter-attack or start your transition from that point. Richmond just didn't allow those easy marks to happen, which meant the ball was in a chaos game for the majority of the night, which suited Richmond.
Geordie, now, these are the hard questions. You're part of the media landscape. You've had a fantastic year in the media. But I need to ask you, Dustin Martin, Luke Hodge, who are you taking?
I'm taking Hodgie. I know he doesn't kick the goals like Dusty does, but man, he was He was an unbelievable player, unbelievable big game player too.
Unfair question. You've played with Luke Hodge and you saw more of him. But, I mean, where does he sit now in terms of the best you've seen or played against?
He's got to be in the top couple. He has to be. For a player that's consistently performed on the big stage. And he's just got that ability to kick goals. It's just so hard to get a player who's able to go into midfield for little stints, but then to go forward and be so dynamic. I mean, those goals that he kicked, that first one around the corner, around his body, that's a hard goal, but he does it on a consistent basis. He did it against Port Adelaide and did it again on Saturday night. But I know if I was a defender, any defender in the competition, if you're one out in the forward line, there wouldn't be a player that you would hate to match up on. Other than Dustin Martin.
A little bit of news around Isaac Smith. The boys on Trade Radio believe the Demons have got their nose in front for him. Have you got any correspondence or info you can tell us?
Well, I sent him a text a few weeks ago to see if he wanted to have a confidential chat about the pending decision, someone that's been through it, but I haven't heard from him. So he's either... doesn't want my advice, or he's just really struggling with the decision. It's always hard. The longer it goes, you think the more chance they are of leaving. But he would be a fantastic fit for Melbourne, someone that they really need on the outside to complement Langdon on the other wing. But he's got a few really good options. I think Geelong is also in the conversation. So if you see the players they're acquiring, he's a pretty relaxed sort of customer, Isaac Smith, so that the lure to probably go down to Geelong and live that quiet lifestyle could also be attractive to him.
So Hawthorn don't desperately want to keep him?
Oh, they want to keep him, absolutely. There's a two-year contract on the table with what I believe is an easy trigger for a third. So the decision is in his hands. They've made it clear that they want to keep him, but certainly being an unrestricted free agent, you do have that decision if you want to leave.
What about the night grand final? Thumbs up or thumbs down for you?
Tim, I enjoyed it. For me, it didn't feel like it was the typical build-up that I love on a day grand final. And I know it was out of Melbourne, so we didn't probably get the true appreciation of what the town would have looked like. And for us Victorians to really get engrossed and dragged into that atmosphere. But I just loved the day grand final. For whatever reason, it takes me back to my childhood, growing up and having breakfast and then settling in to watch the footy shows, and before you know it, the game was upon us. I'm a big advocate for the day grand final.
Hey, good on you, Geordie. We've loved having you throughout the course of the season. So I know you'll still be heavily involved around trade period and all the other stuff, but make sure you have a little break as well. Thanks for your time and all of your efforts.
Good on you, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Jordan Lewis with us for Charlie Battisti and Co. Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started. Lines are open. 1-300-736-736. The text is still humming along. 0433981116. We will talk trades with Sammy out of 8 o'clock. Benny Gale to join us at 8:20. But your calls always throughout the morning.
I love a tempered text that begins like this, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
A well-informed source tells me Isaac Smith wants to go to Geelong. He couldn't end up there with Higgins and Jeremy Cameron, could he?
Yep, I think he could if that's where he chose to go. They've made the 2-year offer to him, so they clearly are of the opinion that they can fit them all in.
That would be a very interesting move on Geelong's behalf if they cleared out some 30-year-olds and they brought in another couple of 30-plus-year-olds, wouldn't it?
You've got a lot of 30-year-olds on your list, Wispy. It's a juggling act, but hey, the Cats get it right more often than not when it comes to that sort of stuff. So we wait and see. The trade period's off and running today, and it'll just warm up probably as the day starts. And we're waiting to talk to Melbourne Storm as well to celebrate their fantastic victory last night. But your call's 1-300-736-736 straight up.